You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Ann Raven, it's Star 99.9, Monday morning, Raven in, and I've never put myself in this spot before. My wife, Alicia, is guest hosting all this week. Welcome,
hey,
Alicia.
Hey.
Yes, yes. Alicia's never done this before either, so it's a bit of an awkward situation, I think, for both of us, but it's fun so far. We haven't broken anything.
Right.
Not yet.
Phone hasn't rang.
It's good.
All right?
That's good.
Right.
You never want the phone to
Boss
ring.
Boss isn't paying attention. So what we like to do, honey, when people come in is that we like to go ahead and get to know you, of course, right?
Okay.
So that involves usually three things that you're going to tell us about yourself and then a speed round that follows up after that. Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
That's why
cool.
I gave you your theme music here of Humpty Dance behind you, all right? All right? Now I'll give you another one of your favorites here. Three things that we need to know about my wife, Alicia. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a complete germaphobe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is true.
This is going to come in handy
I'm
here.
I'm struggling with this microphone so close to my face right now. I'm just thinking about all the people who've talked to it.
I mean, it's been bleached. It's been clean. But the truth is the stats show is that microphones at radio stations, one of the dirtiest things that you can work with on a daily basis. We actually get sick more often than people that work in hospitals. Certain numbers show.
I can't right now.
Get excited.
Okay. Right. You know, my wife is so big on that thing that she doesn't actually split waters with me.
Oh, no.
Or sodas with me.
Never. Not even my own child.
Yeah, and it's not like
Seriously?
I'm one of those people that
Seriously.
Spits into a bottle or drops chunks of hamburger into it. I'm not a disgusting person, but she just won't do it.
No.
Wow.
No.
That is crazy.
No utensils or anything.
You know, if that's your thing.
Christian, we make out. Well, not you and I.
Well, okay, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying.
Phrase that a little differently, please.
Sometimes.
All right. What's the second thing that people need to know about you?
So in fifth grade, I was the queen of fundraising.
What does that mean?
You know those fundraisers that used to have the wrapping paper and all that stuff around the holidays?
Yeah, you get like four square foot of wrapping paper for like $10.50.
Right.
Doesn't seem like a deal.
You used to be able to go door to door back then. You can't do that now.
No.
So I would go to my grandparents' house. I would go door to door. And I sold the most out of the entire school, not even my grade. And I won a brand new Nintendo system.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. When Nintendo first came out.
They were handing out serious prizes back then.
Back then, it only took $72,000 worth of wrapping paper that you sold there. Do you remember the amount? Anything close to it?
It was like $500 and something.
Wow.
And back then, that was a big deal. I mean, what are you, 10 in fifth grade?
Right.
Big deal now.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
Well,
that was a long
time ago. They didn't send the list to work. It wasn't largely accepted. You weren't setting up your Square account outside of the local market. Nowadays, kids are much more organized.
Oh, right.
They have a business degree before they're even in fourth grade.
Yeah. It was a big win, though.
Congratulations.
Where
is that Super Nintendo now? I'd like to play Super Mario.
No, it was a regular Nintendo.
I didn't even know those existed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my mother hijacked it and played it until it died.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll blow on the cartridge and put it back in.
Right.
All right. Third thing everybody needs to know about my wife, Alicia.
Okay. So you will never catch me buying a pre-printed or monogrammed stocking for Christmas. Ever.
We had a whole thing. Did I tell you about the thing last week?
The thing?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Thing.
What is the thing?
There's a thing. So is that the name must always go on the top of the stocking.
In the white fluffy part at the top of the stocking.
Okay.
That's where your name is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You could decorate anywhere else you want, make whatever you want, but your name goes on the top.
I made the mistake of putting Merry Christmas on there.
Yeah.
What a heathen. It was
a fool I was.
It was a real thing. We didn't talk to each other for about 4 or 5 hours that night, and the next morning it was frosty. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you tried to justify it. So.
Because it's Christmas.
No.
Right? I tried to write, and it's my artwork. That's what I was, that was my point.
And I saved them from every year, so you can go back. And
That's
I'll pull
cute.
Out last
so she
year's.
Pulled out last year's and critiqued that one.
Oh, so she's like, listen, this is how you did it last year.
All right, coming up next, the speed round. We'll continue getting to know my wife, Alicia, who's guest hosting this week. Come up with some uncomfortable moments throughout the week, I'm sure. One of, or two things is going to happen by the end of the week, Christian. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a very, very, very wonderful place, having shared a wonderful experience with my spouse. Or I'm going to be in court, one or the other. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix with my wife, Alicia, is in. Say hi, babe.
Good morning.
And we've already been getting to know her. We got three things that we know about her. First off, she was the fundraising queen in fifth grade. Well mm-hmm. done.
Yep.
Won the Nintendo that her mother
Job
then
well
broke.
Job yep. well done.
What was the other one? You had a couple others there.
I'm a germaphobe.
Right, germaphobe. Right. Won't yeah. share drinks with me.
Yeah. Yep.
Won't
no.
share drinks with me. Totally freaked out by the microphone here in the studio.
Yeah.
And then what was the third one there?
The stockings. The
oh,
name
right.
on top of the stockings.
Which was a thing.
Was a dude.
Which
was
a thing.
Total thing. Had an argument. Full real thing. All right, so now we're going to go into the speed round here. Now, there are no right or wrong answers in this. I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions, and you fire off the answers as quickly as you can, okay?
Oh, boy.
And through that process, we will get to know you just a little bit more. Ready?
All
right. Here we go. let's see here. Obviously, you can't replace Anna, but we do encourage you to yell at Christian and give him random tasks to do. Tell Christian to do something right now.
Christian, go find me a good coffee.
Go, sure. I'll get right on
he
that.
He doesn't even drink it, so we wouldn't know what one looks like.
Oh, no.
If you could go on the road with any pop artist whatsoever out there, who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
Nice. Good call.
Well,
good call.
I mean, I didn't put any rules on it, so I guess through sorcery, we could bring him back right. from the dead. Alicia actually saw Michael Jackson. She'd be happy to tell you. Would you like to tell Christian quickly?
I did. When I was 6 years old, my mom took me for my birthday. It was the Man in the Mirror tour, and we were so close that when he threw his hat into the audience, I put my hands up to catch it, and it skimmed my fingers, and the person
wow.
behind me got it.
That's incredible.
So I touched Michael Jackson's hat.
Right, right. Yeah. Wow. And I've never even seen him live.
Never.
He likes to put that in. When is it okay to double dip?
Never.
All right. How many slices of pizza is too many slices of pizza?
Oh, probably all of them, but I'd have to say four.
What is your fast food weakness? Your fast food weakness?
Fast food. Oh, Wayback Burger.
Is it Wayback now?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Taco
they
Bell.
Really
because at
cheesy.
The end of the night, she's always like, when we're coming home from the bar, hey,
well, that's different. That's different.
Those are different circumstances.
Right.
One thing you never want on the family vacation again.
I never want?
Yeah, on the family vacation again.
Drama.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
If I give you $100 right now, what would you do with it?
Buy new shoes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.